Well, it looks like the Michigan Supreme Court has recently announced a new free online platform that will help families throughout the state resolve parenting time and other domestic relation matters that are typically filed in circuit courts. And joining us on the phone this morning is Chief Justice Elizabeth T. Clement to talk all about it. Good morning, Chief Justice. How are you this morning?
Good morning. I'm doing wonderful.
Well, appreciate you joining us, and I assume you're calling in from the Lansing area this morning?
I am. Yes, I am.
All right. We're getting some sunshine here. How about a little further east in the state? What are you guys looking at today?
I see it peeking out a little bit. I'm hoping that means spring is on its way.
I hope so, too. But as I mentioned, we're going to talk about or are talking about a new platform that helping families across Michigan. It is called the MI Resolve Family System. And Chief Justice, kick us off with talking all about it. What's this all about?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you gave a little bit of background of it, and the key piece here is that it's a free online platform. And the reason that matters is because what our goal is to help families instead of having to take time out of their busy schedules, traveling to court or other areas to resolve disputes or simple matters as it relates to parenting time. They can now have the option of resolving that parenting time dispute online. Where a process that, can have a lot of conflict or can feel kind of overwhelming for many families, this is a much more convenient and streamlined way to navigate important family issues that may be simple, where, it's just a simple change to, a day this week or next week that we need to make an adjustment, or it could be something big, like a change to the summer schedule.
Of course, things change, technology changes things, Chief Justice, and I would imagine, or I'm assuming, tell me if I'm correct or incorrect, that all this maybe came about throughout the pandemic where we learned how to do things just a little bit differently. I mean, here in radio, we do things differently, and did this kind of come out of the pandemic?
There's a lot of technology advancements that we have been working on and striving towards before the pandemic, but you're absolutely right. The pandemic forced us to shift in a lot of ways. We've taken a lot of the lessons learned from those situations and made those adjustments because we see that we can do things differently. We can do things in a way where we're not expecting individuals to step away from jobs, family, with transportation issues, all of that, and give them alternatives so that they can, get their business done with the courts, but also not have to step completely away from work and family.
Chief Justice Elizabeth T. Clement joining us on the telephone via our out of the area of Lansing and talking this morning about the MI Resolve Family System, and maybe get in a little more detail as folks listen to this, think this is something I would like to take advantage of. How does it all work?
Yeah, absolutely. So what we have these community dispute resolution program centers around the state. There's 16 of them. They recommend cases that involve the creation or modification of parenting time plans. So like we talked about, that's related to, weekend, holidays, drop-off, pickup. So any of those type of parenting time issues. So these center staff from these centers will talk to both parents of the cases and refer them to determine whether mediation through MI Resolve Family System is appropriate. If it is, both parties are given access to a secure text-based conversation space that can be accessed 24/7 using their smartphone or a laptop or tablet, and they'll receive email and text alerts when new messages are posted. But everything happens electronically, and that way families can work together to create those new parenting time agreements without having to go somewhere in person. Again, it's something that they would be posting back and forth. And if parties are reluctant to use that online service or their case isn't appropriate, the center may still be able to assist them in another form, either virtually or in person. So let's say, for whatever reason, someone doesn't have the technology, mm-hmm. To be able to text or do that, they could do like a phone conference or Zoom or something in the alternative of using this platform.
Now, Chief Justice, you said a word that I know is very, very important to listeners when they're using technology and doing things like this is security. This is all very secure. No worries there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. A lot of work went into making sure that, again, that this is a free online platform and that the program provides secure text-based conversation to make sure that everything that is going on is as confidential as it would be if you were in the courthouse, sitting in a meeting room trying to work this out.
Again, the MI Resolve Family System, it's recommended for cases involving the creation or modification of parenting time plans. That includes issues relating to weekends, as the Chief Justice mentioned, holidays, maybe midweek parenting time, drop-off, pickup scheduling, school vacation periods, and more. Finally, Chief Justice, is there a website or where can our listeners go to learn more about MI Resolve Family System and if this is something that works for them?
They can call their local community dispute resolution center or their friend of the court if they have an interest in exploring whether or not this might be something that they can use to resolve their dispute. So, as I mentioned, there's 16 community dispute resolution programs mm-hmm. around the state. They can either contact one of those or their local friend of the court who they currently use.
Again, it's Chief Justice Elizabeth T. Clement talking all about the Michigan Supreme Court announcing a new MI Resolve Family System. As she mentioned, it's a free online platform helping families throughout the state resolve parenting time and other domestic relations matters typically filed in circuit courts. Chief Justice, very much appreciate your time and helping us learn all about the MI Resolve Family System, and hope you have a great Tuesday today. Join us anytime.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.